Hello and welcome to our midweek podcast for Wednesday the 13th of January. I'm going to read from Colossians 1, Paul's prayer, starting verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he's rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In that wordy prayer, I was struck by the phrase in verse 11, so that you may have great endurance and patience. And I felt that that was a word for us at this time. COVID-19 is wearing us down as we are in lockdown 3. It's hard, isn't it, to endure and to be patient. It's hard to endure. It's hard to keep going. It's hard to keep trusting the Lord that this is all in his hands. It's hard to keep being careful, doing the right things that we're being asked to do. It's hard to keep loving people as we should when we're all under pressure. And it's hard to be patient. It's hard to be patient maybe with others around us who either seem to be too careless or too cautious. It's hard when we are facing more isolation to be patient. It's hard to be patient when we are perhaps with others, loads of us under the same roof at the same time. Or it's hard to be patient as we live with ongoing financial uncertainty, concern about employment. Endurance and patience are a real battle. And what this passage tells us is that they're not a small matter. In fact, Paul says they're part of a life lived worthy of the Lord and pleasing to him, as he says in verse 10. So they're important. They're part of a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing to him. So how do we get this endurance and patience? Well, is it by just working harder, pulling our socks up, getting our act together? Well, not a chance. What's amazing about verse 11 when you read the whole thing is how it happens. Is it happens by the mighty power of God. Paul says you need to be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Now, I think that verse is both humbling, because it tells us that we can't be patient on our own. You can't be patient and keep going on your own. But I think it's also encouraging, because it just shows us that it really is hard. It really is hard. So hard, in fact, it does need the mighty power of God if we're to keep going and stay patient. So how does this mighty power of God come to us? Well, it comes here by praying. Paul is praying for this from verse 9 onwards. And what is striking here is that the Christians in Colossae, they're doing really well. As he starts, he's full of thanks for them. They show the classic hallmarks of really strong faith in Jesus, the faith and love and hope that comes from an authentic faith. So they're doing just great. And yet he prays for them. Verse 9, for this reason, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God, he says. And so we need to pray desperately, even if we're doing well, we need to pray desperately that we'll keep going. Which might seem surprising, but really it's not surprising. If we are completely dependent on God to save us, then we are completely dependent on him to keep us going. We must pray. But for what? Well, we must pray, yes, for patience and endurance. But what will lead to that? Well, in this prayer, Paul prays that we might know his will. He says we've not stopped praying. We continually ask God to fill you with a knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding the Spirit gives. So if we want to please God, then we need to know what he wants. We need to know what his will is. And we learn what his will is by listening to what he says. We need to hear his word. At this point you might think, well, Julian, is all this just a really long introduction to you reminding us of the importance of prayer and reading the Bible? And the answer is, well, yes and no as well. So prayer and time in God's word are vital, but not as an end in themselves. Certainly not so that we can just tick the box and feel better about ourselves. What's great in this prayer is we see how Paul shows us that God has so ordered things so that they are the means of grace that we need to live for him, which is what we want to do. As we get into 2021, there are all kinds of uncertainties. But whatever lies ahead, I trust that we do want to please God, don't we? We do want to live lives worthy of him. And part of that, we're all too aware, is we desperately need patience and endurance. We can't do it on our own. And we need the mighty power of God. So let's pray for ourselves and for one another too, as Paul prays for others. We can't do this alone. We need the rest of the body, as we're learning on Sunday. Let's pray for ourselves. But let's also pray that God would fill us with a knowledge of his will as we listen to his voice in his word and as his Spirit teaches us. Well, I'm going to lead us in prayer now. Our Father, we thank you for giving us this prayer, and we want to pray for ourselves and for one another that in your kindness you would fill us with a knowledge of your will. So we pray you'd help us to listen to your word each day, to listen to your voice, and would your Spirit be our teacher so that we might live lives worthy of you and be pleasing to you, and specifically so that with the help of your mighty power we might have the strength to keep going, to keep trusting you, to keep loving you and the people around us, and to do so with great patience as we live with the frustrations of this time, as we put our hope in you. And we ask in Jesus' name, Amen. Father, we also want to pray for John Wall's funeral service happening tomorrow. We pray, Father, it would be a fitting memorial to John and his faith in you. We thank you for his and Jean's great example of endurance and patience over the past few years, for their evident trust in you. We pray that you would comfort and sustain Jean in her loss. And we pray that you'd also draw near to Matthew and Helen and their partners and graciously meet with them as your word is proclaimed at the service. We think too of Val Booker in hospital. We thank you for the care she's received there and the progress she's making. We pray you would provide just what she needs at the point that she's discharged from hospital, and ask you would sustain her faith in you by your mighty power. And Father, we also want to pray for the newest members of our church family. We thank you so much for the safe arrival of Nina to Tom and Annie, and also for George Massey to Amy and Alex. Please, Lord, would you give these new parents all the strength and endurance and patience they need as they care for the children you've entrusted to them. And finally, Lord, we pray for any known to us who are struggling at the moment. Lord, we lift each one to you, asking you to sustain their faith in your goodness and in your promises. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. Just a reminder, the pandemic prayer meeting is starting up again this Friday at the earlier time of 8 o'clock for just 20 minutes. If you'd like to join us, the link is attached to the email that this was sent with. Have a good day.